Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. Honey, throw out the hump back Wednesday. Throw it out. It ain't no hump day. Throw it out. Throw hump day out the window. Listen, Bart, y'all, Bart and Gizmo and Milo, open up my window. Open my windows up. Okay. Throw out hump day Wednesday. Throw it out the window. Okay, I'll throw it out the window. Okay, so listen. We throwing hump day Wednesday out the window because, my honeys, it is winning Wednesday. I don't need nothing, you know, talking about some hump day. What you mean hump day? Every day is a good day for me. Listen, it is snowflakes and sunshine and champagne, baby. How about that? Listen, it is June the 1st. Woo-hoo! June the 1st, baby. June the 1st, 2022, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. And sometimes they so lazy, I pull out my strap and whip they back. But, honey, they are located in East and West Africa, Kenya, and Zimbabwe. We have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan, Patani. Now, listen, you guys, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. That is Gumba Rum. The CEO of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, y'all, Steve is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. You know, I wish I could get on down to New Orleans, but I just can't. Y'all, they got me tied to this engineer booth. I can't get down to Louisiana. You know, I like to get them crawfish. Let me tell y'all something before I get into the music. Listen, before I get into my crawfish story, which is a true story, I do have a special musical salute and showcase. Now, listen, y'all. Listen up. On this musical showcase and musical salute is for Richie Chosen and his lovely wife, Michelle, Shed, and Tiana. So listen, a lot of hot stuff is going on and the blues, man. We got some more guitar. Pick up the guitar, put down the gun, got that going on. But listen. Once again, it's going to be blasting all day today. So once again, on this musical showcase and musical salute, it is Witty, Shed, Chosen, and his lovely wife, Michelle, and Tiana. Baby. Now listen. I'm going to play a little Shed a little bit. I love his poetry, so I'm going to get into that a little bit. But let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all about New Orleans. Like I was saying, Steve is the CEO of Gumba Rum. He's going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's going to be June the 7th through June the 12th, so you can get your sip on and sample Gumba Rum. If you never taste it and you're in Louisiana, you can drive on down. It's the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. It's at 900 Camp Street. It's going to be at 900 Camp Street. Now, let me tell y'all something. I had never, ever, now I was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. I had never heard about nothing about no crawfish. I ain't know nothing about eating no crawfish. Now, listen. Got married and all that kind of stuff. And my husband, of course, was born and raised in Louisiana. You know, little small town, Norwood, Louisiana. So anyway, let me tell y'all something. We moved on down. He had a nice little house down there. We got married and moved on down to Louisiana. And he said, you ever had some crawfish? I said, So listen, we drove down to Clinton, Louisiana, which wasn't that far from where we was living. Went on and got the crawfish. Them things were so good. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know what I did with them crawfish. Now, listen, I had never had no crawfish. And so I got me a big old bag. I put my oil in. They cooked them up. You go to the place, they boil them right in front of you. Big old thing. When I first walked in, I said, what kind of place is this? The place was like a little hole in the wall, but they had this huge big old tank. They're like in hell about, I don't know, maybe 50 or 75, you know, pounds of crawfish. They have thing and they're boiling. So they gave me my order. Me and my husband drove on back up to the house. Y'all know what I did? I sat down on the porch. We had a nice little house. We had about 12 acres of property in the little house sitting there. I sat out on the front porch, and I started eating them crawfish. And I couldn't stop, y'all. I could not stop eating. They were so good. Let me tell you something. By the time I finished eating them things, I had, I don't know how many pounds I had, but I ate them just about all. Y'all know what? I was tearing for the bathroom. I'm telling you, I lived in the bathroom that whole afternoon. I'm telling you, it was a hot mess on that day. I say, Bob, why didn't you tell me this stuff would tear up my stomach? He said, well, I didn't know it was going to tear up your stomach. It ain't tearing up bad. I'm used to it. I said, well, I didn't know it was going to do all of that. But listen, y'all, this, y'all, that's my crawfish story. When I first ate some crawfish, couldn't stop eating the thing. They were so devilish good and spicy and everything. And I'm telling you, I had to walk around with a hot, a cold wash bottle in between my butt because I kept on, you know, letting it out, and the things were spicy. So y'all know it was coming out hot. So I had a cold water bottle on my butt, you know, because my hemorrhoids was acting up. I was in a bad way for a couple of days. Anyway, let me get on into this music. Let me tell y'all something. Now, this one is After Party. Coming up is Witchy. Witchy. Now, the name of this song is After Party. Y'all check this out. Y'all hang out with me. Don't y'all leave now. Y'all can't smell the crawfish. That was a long time ago, so it's okay. It's okay. This one is After Party. After Party. After Party. After Party. Listen, I like that beat. That's a nice little beat. The name of the artist is Witchy, Witchy, Witchy. I got some more music that's coming up by him. I like that beat. I heard them. Y'all heard them lyrics. Y'all hear them lyrics? I caught that. Yeah, baby. I like when guys call me baby girl. Don't y'all like to be called baby girl? I don't. Y'all know what? Let me give y'all a life lesson real quick. I don't care if a lady, a seasoned woman, if she's 75, 80, or if it's a young girl that's maybe about 18, all ladies like to be called baby girl. Because you know what? it makes you feel special. So he got the right idea. Right idea what he says in his song about baby girl, come give me some. Y'all heard what he's talking about. Y'all heard. I ain't got to explain to y'all. Know what he says. So listen, it makes a lady feel special when she's called baby girl. Hey, baby girl. So listen, fellas, I'm trying to tell y'all something. You that more often. Now, if you've been married for about 20, 25 years, and you trying to spice things back up, maybe she, you know, busy shopping in the mall. She shopping in the mall because you done forgot how to call her baby girl. Start calling her baby girl. You see what's going to happen. She might get a little turned on and lit up. So listen, the next song that's coming up. Now, this is a young man. This is Blues Man Stewart. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. This is a nice song. It's dedicated to the streets of Chicago, and it's all about the balance because he is about having us focus on picking up a guitar. It's better than a gun. So listen, name the song once again. It's Better a Guitar Than a Gun. Better a Guitar Than a Gun. You know, any kind of musical instrument is always better than a gun. I want y'all to take a listen to this.
You know, back in my day, they called it Chi-Town, the Windy City, baby. Now I didn't grow up in Chi-Town like those would be, but I had some friends who were shot down, even worse than kids, drugs, guns, and money, always rule the street, got to be so careful of the people that you meet, gotta do something, got to do something to save our sons, better come.
All right, all right, all right. That is Better a Guitar Than a Gun. That is by Blues Man Stewart. He is on mission. He's talking about picking up a guitar better than a gun because there's so much that's going on in society today when it comes to violence. You know, and that song is particularly geared towards Chicago. You know, we need to teach our children how to be more positive, more proactive, you know, be involved in things such as music and maybe writing, anything that's positive and creativity other than the streets. You know, we got to have our children turn on to positivity. Up next is Witchy, Witchy, Witchy. Now, the name of this song is Call Awake. Y'all wake up. Y'all best to wake up. Get on up from here. You know, it's too early in the day for a gumbo rum. So listen, wake up and take a listen to the music.
Wake me up, I can't stop trying. Baby girl, you enough, why you lying? You was dreaming, I was dying and flying. Wake me up, just fighting. Wake me up, I can't stop trying. Baby girl, you enough, why you lying? You was dreaming, I was dying and flying. Wake me up, just fighting. Sip, sip, on this medicine. Baby girl, you don't gotta reminisce. I'm young and crazy, baby. I've been drug fighting on a daily. Take it in, stacks and packs, to relax to the max. I breathe it in and begin all this motherfucking drug fighting. Heaven, I see it coming, coming to me. Can't be trying to fight it, baby. Won't sell myself lately, yeah. Can't do nothing. You said what is good for nothing. And I gotta tell you something. I'm the one who's been drug fighting. Wake me up, I can't stop trying. Baby girl, you enough, why you lying? You was dreaming, I was dying and flying. Wake me up, drug fighting. Wake me up, I can't stop trying. Baby girl, you enough, why you lying? You was dreaming, I was dying and flying. Wake me up, drug fighting. I see the stars running through the night. Codeine all mixed up with Sprite. Overthinking about life, can't lie. God knows I'm ready to die. All these meds all led into suicide thoughts running through my head, yeah. Seeing myself on the ground screaming in and shouting out, this is what I said. Heaven, I see coming, coming to me. Can't be trying to fight it, baby. Won't stop myself lately, yeah. Can't do nothing. You said what is good for nothing. And I gotta tell you something. I'm the one who's been drug fighting. Wake me up, I can't stop trying. Baby girl, you enough, why you lying? You was dreaming, I was dying and flying. Wake me up, drug fighting. Wake me up, I can't stop trying. Baby girl, you enough, why you lying? You was dreaming, I was dying and flying. Wake me up, drug fighting.
All right, if you're just tuning in, this is the Fierce Men Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and you just heard the tune that is Awake, Awake, Awake by the artist Witchy. I have some more great music that's coming up by the artist Chosen, Shed, and Tiana. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, y'all. The next one that's coming up is by Chosen, Chosen, Chosen. This is wonderful. The name of this song is Sunrise, Sunrise,
Boulevard.
What production?
Catch you on a Miami sunrise. African queen with the pretty eyes. American girl, Cameroon bride. And now we worldwide and we outside. So say goodbye to the other guys. The other guys ain't this fly. Baby girl, caramel woke mine. Sipping on a tall mango wine. Sugar on the rim with a twist of lime. There ain't nothing like God's time. Cause when it's right, it ain't that hard. So I'll meet you on the Sunrise Boulevard. Or top floor at the London Shard. Different time zones we can jet set. From a sunset to the new Lex. Playing Aretha Franklin. Respect. I love you for life and I'll protect. Ice up your wrists and your whole neck. Change after one text. It's us against the world and never them. You the songstress and I'm the pen. And me and you gang till we win-win. Forever bay in a world of sin.
All right. I love that. You know what I liked about that? If you check out their Instagram profile, listen, that is Chosen and Michelle. Check out their Instagram profile. Their handle is Sunrise Boulevard Official. So that's S-U-N-R-I-S-E and then B-L-V-D Official. What they are doing is telling their love story through song and music. That's different. Very creative. I love it. So that's his wife. The leading lady, Michelle, is the songstress. That's his now wife. They're telling their story through music and song. Yeah. It's going to be going on all day today. Having a Stone Cold Super Blast with a lot of great music. Up next is the artist Tiana. Now, this young lady, she is out of Germany. She's an artist out of Germany. She's a songwriter, singer. She plays violin as well. Now, let me tell you, the name of her song is Deep Blue Eyes. Deep Blue Eyes. Y'all, check this out. This is some good stuff. Now, listen, y'all got to stick around because, shit, my man said it's coming up in a moment. Y'all got to hear his poetry. It's good stuff. And he is very, you know, he moves us to the next moment and to the next moment. Because you got to hear every word of his story. He's telling poetry. He's spoken word, y'all. So right now, this is going to be Tiana. The name of the song is Deep Blue Eyes. Deep Blue Eyes.
Since I saw you for the first time, crazy dreams abused my mind. The world of fantasies in me make me design. How would it be, you and me? Since I saw your deeper eyes, I believe in miracles again. Tell me how you spend your night. once I saw your deep blue eyes, I believe in miracles again.
That is Deep Blue Eyes by the artist Tiana, Tiana, Tiana. Deep Blue Eyes, very, very soft, very sultry. I enjoyed the tune. Listen, that's a really nice tune from Tiana. Once again, she is a songstress, a singwriter out of Germany. Also, that is an independent music project with elements of sadcore, which is started back in 2020 by Tiana. She combines diverse elements of electronic and live music as well as vocals. It's her first record. Now, listen, once again, that was Deep Blue Eyes, Deep Blue Eyes. I really like what she's doing with that. Now, up next is going to be Shed, Brother Shed. Now, listen, y'all. Y'all know this is the man for spoken poetry. He got something to say. And I'm telling you what's coming up right now is Let's Stay Together. Let's Stay Together.
Separated, we would do just fine. You would be on your grind, and I would be on mine. If there's money to be made, we would make every dime. Peaceful days and restful nights wouldn't be hard to find. The ladder of success wouldn't be hard to climb. The fruits of our labor would be enjoyed to its rhyme. Separated, we would do just fine. But together, together, together we will leave love prints all over God's green earth. And our vibrations will be noticed beyond the universe. And as far as the workforce, we are the force. Achieving goals and manifesting dreams will be the only course. Of course, you will be loved and put first. Just follow my lead as I follow God, and we won't hunger nor thirst. Separated, we will do just fine. But why do fine when we can do better together? Separated, we would definitely survive, because we have God's favor on our side. We both understand that failure comes along with pride, and can't never could till it one day tried. Sweat has poured, and tears have been cried, but we are the results of when hard work and dedication collide. Separated, we would definitely survive, but together, together, together we will leave love prints all over God's green earth. And our vibrations will be noticed beyond the universe. And as far as the workforce, we are the force. Achieving goals and manifesting dreams will be the only course. Of course, you will be loved and put first. Just follow my lead as I follow God, and we won't hunger nor thirst. Separated, we'll do fine and survive. But why do fine and survive when we can do better together? We can do better together, 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 together. Let's stay together. Together, we will leave love prints all over God's green earth, and our vibrations will be noticed beyond the universe. And as far as the workforce, we are the force. Achieving goals and manifesting dreams will be the only course. Of course, you will be loved and put first. Just follow my lead as I follow God, and we won't hunger nor thirst. Separated, we'll do fine and survive. But why do fine and survive when we can do better together?
Hey, 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 hey. That's Let's Stay Together, Let's Stay Together. That is by Shed, Shed, Shed. You know what? This is a special musical salute and a special musical showcase. And the artists that was featured on today was Witchy, Chosen, Shed, Tiana, and Bluesman Stewart. And I want to say something about Shed. Y'all know, I got to say something. I got one more song that's coming up by Witchy. It is called Fall Apart. I'm going to play it in just one sec. Y'all know, Mama always got life lessons. See, this is why I love to listen to music over and over again, especially when it comes to poetry, you know, in the spoken word, because you're going to pick up something that you didn't hear the first, second, or the third time. Now, listen, I've listened to this song, Let's Stay Together, you know, a couple of times, you know, this week. All right, now, listen, I caught something. You know, I heard it before over and over again, but I really heard it this time. You know something in relationships. Now, he has a verse in there where he says, failure comes along with pride. Now, y'all know what? That is so true. That's so true. Did y'all know pride will break up a lot of homes, relationships, friendships, and everything else? Pride. You know, anytime you can't admit or say that you're wrong about something, ain't nobody going to stick around for that. You know what I mean? Because they're going to get tired of dealing with your pride. And what happens? Things fall apart. Your things fail on you. Now, listen, I've experienced that in different friendships. Not a lot, but I've had experience where different individuals, you know, don't want to tell the truth and they don't want to admit that they're wrong. Now, I had told y'all about the story of the young man I was dating when I was working at DePaul University, downtown Chicago. And he told me he had a nice job working at Sharper Image. I don't even know if they even still around or doing business. But anyway, back then it was a really nice upscale store downtown around Watertown, you know, Watertown, downtown Chicago. And he was working at Sharper Image. That's what he told me. That was the story he told me. Now, listen, y'all, how he set me up or how they set me up. Listen. Now, this has to do with failure and pride, okay? Now, listen, the man, first of all, he wanted to meet a nice young lady. Now, nonetheless, the man was a minister, was a so-called minister. Now, let me tell you how failure and pride work. The man didn't have a job. He had been fired from his job. I told you how I was an investigator, and I called and did an employment check on him and found out he was had been terminated six months ago. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is this. Now, I was set up by Satan, you know. Now, Satan will use people in your life. Now, they wasn't trying to hurt me in no kind of way, but my girlfriend, my so-called girlfriend, and we're still friends right to this day because now she didn't know what was going on. She just called herself, was going to introduce me to somebody, right? My girlfriend had a friend that was working at the Palmer House. So now she introduced me to her friend that was working at the Palmer House. The guy that was working at the Palmer House introduced me to his friend, which was the minister, the jobless minister. And he became my friend. We started dating. Now listen, I'm talking about failure and pride. This so-called minister knew he did not have a job, right? He didn't come honest. Of course, the person ain't going to say, well, I'm in between finances right now, whatever. He didn't do that. He did not. Y'all know what happened. Now, y'all listen to this story. Y'all know what happened? The friend at the Palmer House was the man with the money. Oh, Lord Jesus, here come a life lesson. The man that was working at the Palmer House, he was working at the Palmer House, the man with the money. Okay, now y'all follow this story. Y'all stay with me. The man with all the money was working at the Palmer House. The man at the Palmer House was giving this minister money to go out with me. Now, I didn't know about none of this. Didn't know about all this ricochet that was going on. But this is what happened. This is what happened. The man was financing his dates, okay? Now, I'm like, I didn't know. The man was financing his friend's dates, giving him the jobless minister, giving him money to take me out. And so we're going out to all these restaurants downtown, Beef and Brandy, Laurie's, all kinds of places downtown, eating for lunch. And I'm thinking, yo, this is just wonderful. Going to the Marriott Hotel, eating everywhere. And he had all this money, and he was a broke minister. And so long story short, I finally discovered he didn't have a job. Of course, everything fell together because not all of this was based on a lie, pride, and failure. You hear what I'm saying? Based on pride. The man had so much pride, he didn't want to admit that he didn't have a job. So they constructed all of this stuff. Now, this is a true life story. I could not make this up. It was a true story. So then I told my girlfriend after everything fell apart, I said, girl, this man ain't even got a job. And your friend Larry been giving this broke minister money to go out with me. She said, you got to be kidding. So, of course, everything got comforted. Everything just broke loose and just broke up. But now that was a true story. That really did happen. I know it sounds crazy, but it really did happen. One man financed another man's dates, okay, because he was too prideful to say he didn't have a job. Okay, now that's just it. That's all. Now, listen, last song I got coming up is by this artist's name, Witchy. And this is Fall Apart. Yeah, and it sure fell apart. So, listen, this is going to wrap up this special musical showcase, a musical salute to all the artists, Witchy, Chosen Shit, and Tiana, and Blues Man Stewart. Once again, the name of the song is Fall Apart. You can't get no more fell apart than that, can you? All right, so listen, Fall Apart. Y'all take a listen to this.
She said I came home just to feel your touch. And I hope you know that you bring me down. And you turn around just to fall in love. So in love, trust that I get home just to feel your touch. And I hope you know that you break me down. Then you turn around just to fall in love. So in love, trust that I get home just to feel your touch. And I hope you know that you break me down just to turn around. Just a fun.
Feeling kinda low, I'm dangerous. Got you thinking, let's face it, I'm not right, can't take it. Reminiscing, I won't make it. My star, my heart, my heart, my palm, my chart, my scar. Babe, you had it all. Why'd I have to break it all apart? It was you, you were different. Take it back, you were gifted. Now it's cursed, but you lifted and assisted. Even though I was twisted, optimistic. Made the days feel so simplistic. Took me into the world so mystic, realistic. This time, you were right. Should've held you so tight. Can't last through the night. Drugs, just might. Don't worry, it's alright. Just know, you my life. My mind, my sight. Would've held you so fucking tight.
So in love, trust that I get home just to feel your touch. And I hope you know that you break me down. And you turn around just to fall in love. So in love, trust that I get home just to feel your touch. And I hope you know that you break me down. And you turn around just to fall in love. Just to fall in love.
Wow, that is Fall Apart by the artist Witchy. That song was deep. That song was really deep. Now listen, I'm going to play that song again later on. That's the one right there. That's by the artist Witchy, Fall Apart. Woo-wee, I ain't got time to cut it up and dice it up. But honey, it's a whole lot of juicy life lessons in Fall Apart. Y'all heard what he was saying. I hope y'all paid attention and heard the lyrics. You know, he was talking about falling apart. Now let me say this. I know y'all experience. If you ever really truly been loved, and somebody break your heart, ooh, that's a fall apart situation. You know, folks are doing these days. I really don't know what's happening. But listen. Back in the day, when folks used to fall in love, one, oh my Lord, you just melt when the person come in the room. Ain't y'all ever experienced that? You just melt. You know, the person come in the room. At least I used to be like that. You know, you open to come to your house. Every time that person come to your house, you open up the door and you just melt. I remember one time, I'm going to tell this story. Listen, talking about falling apart, and the artist's name is Butch. I was dating this young man, and I'm telling you, we really should have got married. But as circumstance happened, everything broke up because of people, you know, people coming in between us. But listen, we was so, and I was really young. I hadn't really had much dating experience. But anyway, we were so in love. I was so in love with that man. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm still in love with him. He still in love with me. He married somebody else. Let me tell you, we ain't committing no adultery. Get that out your head. We ain't having no sex, nothing like that. But let me say this here. Y'all fired on. That's on a whole nother level. Let me say this right here. Point I'm trying to make about falling apart. We were so in love. And it was, we never ever. We dated for about 4.5 years. We never, ever had sexual relations, ever. But we were so in love. I am telling you what's the God him to. We were really so in love. We really were. He used to come by my house all the time. And I lived in the hood. He would come by my house pretty much every day, every other day. And he was working. Family had a nice establishment. He was working business establishment. He was working in business. And I would wait till he'd get off. He had to clean up the store and all like that. And it'd be late when he'd come by my house. And I was young, about 17, 18. We started going out. He would come back after he got off of work. And he'd be dog tired. And then he would come upstairs, be so tired. He didn't do nothing but flop in the chair. We didn't watch TV. We didn't listen to the music. We didn't do nothing. We not that time of night anyway. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, sometimes midnight. He'd come by my house. I'd be sleeping in the bed. Sometimes I'd be sleeping in bed. He would come to the door. My mother would wake me up. She'd say, so-and-so is here. And I would get up out the bed. He would sit down on the couch, and I wouldn't do nothing but crawl up in his lap and just lay in his lap. That was it. That wasn't no TV, wasn't no nothing, and that was just it. And it was the most innocent love that you could ever experience, that I ever experienced in my life. So anyway, to make a long story short, then folks started getting all up in our business and yada, 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 yada. And then the whole thing just fell apart, you know. So anyway, I've learned better that you can't let folks break up a good thing. So let's be jealous and all like that. Now listen. That's fall apart, fall apart, fall apart. I got to get on up out of here. I'm surprised they didn't turn the lights on me. I done run out of my time. Listen, y'all, it's been a stone cold blast. And I get to do it later on this afternoon. It's going to be another musical solution. Once again, this individual that musical solution showcase was for Witchy Chosen Shed, Tiana Ann Blues Man Stewart. All right, now I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated. You motivated. Win.